I'm Josh, and this is the Weekly Wonder. Today is Remembrance Sunday, where we remember those who served in the war. Remembrance Day was previously Armistice Day. An armistice was signed to end the war. This is when both sides agreed to stop fighting. However, after World War II, it changed to Remembrance Day. World War I ended on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. In 1918. It wasn't just people that served in the war, it's also animals. Over 16 million animals were served in the First World War. They were used for transport, communication, and companionship. Horses, donkeys, mules, and camels carried food, water, ammunition, and medical supplies to the men at the front. Dogs and pigeons carried messages. Animals not only used for work, dogs, cats, and more unusual animals, including monkeys, bears, and lions, were kept as pets and mascots to raise morale and provide comfort amidst the hardship of war. The Red Poppy belongs to the Royal British Legion, a charity created by veterans of World War I. They say that the Red Poppy represents remembrance and hope. The Purple Poppy is often worn to remember animals that have been victims of war. Animals like horses, dogs and pigeons were often drafted into the war effort, and those that wear the purple poppy feel their service should be seen as equal to that of human service. The white poppies are handed out to by a charity called Peace Pledge Union, which promotes peace. They say that the white poppy commemorates people who have died in conflict but focus on achieving peace and challenging the way we look at war. You've been listening to this week's The Weekly Wonder. Join me next week for another episode.